Dream.
Hi, Dory.
Anyway, how are you? I know we've got a cool show on Angel Coaches, so I'm excited about it. And but first of all, I ask how you are, and I know that I'm so glad that you're here tonight because I know you've had a little bit of food poisoning. So thank you.
I'm keeping it down for the show. I'm keeping my stomach down for the show, but I'm here.
Well,
I'm here in spirit too. Absolutely.
That's always a good thing. You know, whenever I say somebody asks me, they go, "Tree, how are you?" And I go, "Listen, any day above ground's a good day." So I'm saying that to you. I'm glad you're here tonight. So usually you share what the show's about, so let me help you out here because I'm excited about it. We're doing a show tonight about Saint Germain, and he is an ascended master. And I like Saint Germain. I've seen him a few times. He came to me about a month or so ago, and when I was looking at him and meditating tonight, I go, "Now I really understand why you came, because he helps all of us with self transformation." And Saint Germain, for those of that are listening, and I know you and I have worked with him, what is an ascended master? And those are people, well, not people, but well, they are people, spiritual beings, as we all are, that have walked the planet and had a human experience. They balance out the karma, and now they go back to work with the Great I Am, our higher power, however you see God. And they help us. And so that's what an ascended master is, I think, is the best way to explain it. Do you have anything you want to say about that? Or did I say it like you would say? Probably not as well as you would.
No, I mean, ascended master is basically one that has lived an incarnation in a physical life and then now is transferred around to the other side as an angel. Just think of it as an angel.
Yeah.
An angel.
Yeah, they reunited with God they reunited God with God.
Right.
But they're here to help us too because they still have that they can relate to us because they've had the human experience and they also can, they're part of God as well. So ascended masters that a lot of people are familiar with. If you're not familiar with Saint Germain, is Buddha, Jesus Christ. You know, so I know Krishna. So there's a few of them there. But I love Saint Germain because we were talking. Well, let me go back a little bit. We were chatting about telepathy last week and how Saint Germain can help us with our thoughts and come from the highest highest thoughts possible. But he is great with helping us with courage, direction, life purpose, and miraculous manifestations. I told that to a friend of mine today. She goes, "How about a date?" I go, "For you, that would be miraculous." You know, she goes, "She's a works too much." But and also space clearing and psychic protection. So, you know, not only is Saint Germain ascended master, you know, with all the things that we just said, but he also is the guardian of the violet flame. And a lot of people are saying, "Well, what is the violet flame, and what does it do?" And the violet flame is amazing. I think you and I were chatting about it before, but what it does is it's really powerful, and it is the one that is. It will help you. Well, let me go back and say it like this: it has the power to erase or change the cause, the effect, and even the memory of past mistakes. I'm like, "Wow, I need to really use that, huh?" It really will help you with changing those things. It helps balance out the karma too as well. So, you know, and you can't go back in time as it, you know, but you also, as I said, it will help you erase and transmute it and change the effect and even the memory of past mistakes. So have you ever had any experience with the violet flame? I think a lot of us, you said that you had mm-hmm. to be super careful with it, you know, too, mm-hmm. as well, because it's so powerful. Because it changed. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's okay. No, I use it to, you know, the reason why we were talking about Saint Germain and the violet flame is last week we were talking about telepathy and the working with the energy and how we're all very sensitive, right? And so we want to make sure that the messages that we are sending and receiving are always, you know, sent with everyone's highest and best good in mind, which means it's always positive and never, you know, we're never sending negative things. So the violet flame is a wonderful tool to transform all the negative emotions and the thoughts and the feelings and bring them into the light. But it's a really powerful energy. And so when you work with the violet flame, you know, it's what I always do whenever I work with the violet flames, I say a little prayer to Archangel Michael for protection first. And then you can invoke the violet flame. It's just so powerful that when you are allowing it to enter into your, you know, into your space, a lot of other stuff can come with it too. So you want to make sure that only those and that of the light is around you as you work with it.
Okay, well that brings me to something else, because you know what there's been a lot of talk today, especially about how, you know, our thoughts and emotions can affect our health. And you and I have done calls on this, teach classes on it. And, you know, research has shown that hatred and self-hatred and negative thoughts and feelings actually cause a lot of excess acid in our body. Did you know that? I read that today. You know, and that, you know, our bodies can't, you know, can't assimilate, and these negative thoughts and feelings, they come in, you know, an emotional, well, they cause emotional and psychological problems, and the violet flame can help resolve those. It's like the, you know, the scars of the old hurts and the painful memories, you know, can be healed and dissolved when you use this flame. But it is super powerful, and I think the way I want to share it tonight is, you know, what it does is it changes vibrations in a person or, you know, in a situation. And a lot of people go on, what is a vibration? And, you know, what I think of it is because I read, the 16 Laws of Success by Napoleon Hill. He describes it as a vibration is the speed at which something moves back and forth. And on an atomic level, vibration can be, it can be understood as, you know, that how fast something moves, you know, with our atoms. And so how does that affect us? When our vibration is increased, then our thoughts are better. You know what I mean? We're moving faster. We're thinking better thoughts, you know. So he really breaks it down there, too, as well. But when you have the violet flame, what you can do is use that violet flame to change and heal you on a physical, spiritual, and emotional level. I'm going to share this story with you because it's really powerful. I have a friend of mine. This has been a few years ago. She was by herself, and there was no one around, and she was super sick. She had, cysts on her ovaries, and it had just put her down, and she couldn't move. And she couldn't get to the phone, and she just couldn't move. She was in so much pain, and she was sick. It sounded like, you know, she was sick, like food poisoning sick, but she knew what it was, you know, what was going on in her body. So she just said, please, you know, I need someone to help me, and she asked for the violet flame. Well, Saint Germain's the guardian of the violet flame, and she goes, I saw him, and this flame, and she goes, I saw this violet flame go all over my body, and she said, and it changed, and she goes, all of a sudden I don't know how fast it was. She goes, but I was able to get up and move and be okay. And I said, I asked her, I said, Dye, I said, did it ever happen again? She goes, you know, I got sick a few times after that. She goes, but it was never like that time because I thought I was going to die. You know what I mean? And I was like, wow, that's pretty impressive. So anyway, yeah, you call on the, you know, Saint Germain. As I said, he's the guardian of the violet flame because he's the one that actually introduced it to us. Earlier in the 19th century, actually. So I thought that's kind of cool. But you can call on him, and as I said, he's the guardian of the violet flame to really help you change things help you change it not only on a physical level, but spiritual and emotional. So when you can change the way things affect you, it's almost like getting a do-over day. How cool is that, right? I like do-over days, you know. It's like that date didn't work or that thing didn't work. You know, have you ever thought about that, how you like to just do something over? And, I think that's a way that you can do that. So have you had any experiences yourself with the violet flame or known anyone to do that?
I use it. I use it sometimes, about a couple of times a week. If I'm just feeling a little bit down, or just I need to re-energize or kind of cleanse my aura, I'll use it a couple times a week. And I actually will feel my body vibrating and then shifting. It's almost like I get shudders. like a physical sensation, because what the violet flame does is actually cleanses your aura, cleanses all that negativity from you, and then heals you and brings it all into the light. So sometimes the way that I feel it is my body will start to shudder, because it'll actually be less, you know, it's like releasing the hold of the negativity that we carry around with us every day. I actually will start to shudder, and then afterwards I feel a lot lighter. So it's wonderful. We should probably talk about what the violet flame is, right? People out there probably saying, what is the violet flame? What is it? Why is it called the violet flame? The violet flame, and I think Elizabeth Clare Prophet, I think she has a really good book on the violet flame, and I think it's called The Violet Flame. It's by Elizabeth Clare Prophet. She describes the violet flame as it's the essence of one of the seven rays. And the rays are basically like the different colors of the rainbow. And each of the spiritual light manifests itself as one of the seven rays. And the violet ray is known as the seventh ray, which is the purple flame. And Saint Germain is known as the Lord of the seventh ray. So that's why he's the protector of that color flame. So, and it's very powerful. But, you know, I believe we were speaking to a client the other day who said that she works with the purple. Is it the purple flame? I mean, the pink flame, right?
Right, right.
Right, which is of love, and I think Doreen Virtue teaches that one. And that one seems to work really well for her. And it's all the same. It's all coming from a place of love. It's all, you know, God, the light, you know, within our higher selves, connected with our higher selves. So any color that resonates with you. Doesn't have to be the purple flame, but tonight we're talking about the purple flame.
Well, you know what I like about it, too, as well? One of the things that the violet flame is, purple, let me back it up a little bit because I remember this. There is a singer that Wayne Dyer really promotes. She sings Amazing Grace, and her voice is so crystal clear and so beautiful that when they register the sound, it registers as violet. I don't know how he does that, but he really explains it in one of his books or one of his seminars. And he goes, violet is the highest quality that you can get. Okay, now I don't know if that, you know, is in the seven rays, or I'm not even saying that, but what I find amazing is that it's the violet flame, and she's the singer that he promotes. She, as I said, he's used her in his seminars. She has the color of violet that she can sing on that quality, or that high, or whatever you want to say. So when you're looking at the violet flame, it helps. It's a tool of transformation, where you can use it, as we've talked about tonight or talking about, to really change everything. But you have to be careful with it too. I think that you and I were chatting about that a little bit before, because not only will it erase old hurts, you know, painful memories, and it can heal them, but when you get it, it's like you got to be super careful, because it's like having, if you don't know what you're doing and you don't come from a really cool place, it can be too much. Do you think so? Do you agree with that?
Oh, it's like letting the floodgates open. So you see, now you're, you know, because it's such a high vibration, vibratory healing tool, and the energy is just so strong that when you're invoking that, this, you know, and you're visualizing this color and you're using the flame around you, you are also inviting, I mean, it's going to bring everything in. So that's why I'm saying, you know, to do a kind of prayer of protection before you do that, to only allow that of the light and love to surround you only. And Archangel Michael is really great with that. Another great tool when you're working with the violet flame is, before you start to work with the violet flame, or you invoke the violet flame, is to surround yourself in the white tube of light. Which is, you know, Christ's light or God's light or the light of your higher self, however you see it. But if you visualize a pillar of light, a tube of light that is white, that surrounds you about, you know, I believe it's, the space is around like 19 inches around you on all sides, like a cylinder of, and going up above you and connecting you, through your core all the way up, that way you are fully protected, and then you can start to work with the violet flame. And that's what I do each time.
Okay, well, that I like that too as well. As I said, a little bit earlier, it changes negative energy, and it just doesn't simply remove it, but it changes it into light. So that's where you're talking about where you have to be really super careful, and because when you open it up, it's like, oh my gosh, you can't just let a little bit in. It's just all going to come, propelling in too as well. When I've used it myself, I've been super, super careful with it. But Corinne, I just got an epiphany with it too as well. That's something I think that you and I both, need to use for different reasons with our spiritual work, our physical work, our spiritual messages and everything like that. I did not know that you use it like you do. That's pretty cool, and you vibrate with it. So that's powerful. Wow. So
yeah. Thanks. Yeah, and it's amazing because I actually you just feel so connected that a lot of times you just connect so strongly to your heart and to God's love that I literally. It's an emotional experience for me each time that I do it, and then I'm very, very grateful because I can actually feel a shift happening. It's like a physical sensation, which is wonderful because then I feel consciously better about I'm transmuting all the negativity into positive and bringing everything into the light. For not myself, but for all connected to me and for humanity, I didn't tell. I meant to tell you that I do that a couple times a week.
Well, I got Saint Germain shows up to me, and I was like, "You're here." And about a month ago, and so I've worked with the violet flame before, but I'm going to really work with it because now that I'm talking to you, I can feel him around me. I always see him with gold shoes, and he's saying, you know what? When you work with it, what it's doing is it's changing your vibration, so it's making the atoms and the molecules and or the electrons move faster within yourself because that's what we're made up of, and therefore it's raising your vibration, but it's changing the density of our physical bodies or changing the density within the atoms, which is our bodies are made of. And so we're moving faster, and therefore it's raising your vibration. So therefore, I think, because I just got this, it's like, can you do that with organs in your body, your pancreas or your lungs? Can you do that? Do you think you can use the violet flame to really raise your vibration in those areas? Let's say you have a stomach ache or tummy problems, or do you know what I'm saying? I'm asking you this seriously. Do you think you can?
I don't know. You're talking about actually focusing on a specific organ. I think how you can use that and the organs will be, affected by it is to use a violet flame by focusing on the emotion that is connected to the specific organ. And then the organ will be affected.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So for example, I'm going to cut out there for a second. So for example, if you have a headache, okay, and your headache, is stemmed from your anxiety because you've been thinking, worrying too much or whatever, because every physical ailment stems from an emotional, something emotional that is happening within us, right? That is negative. So for example, the worrying or the whatever it may be, there's an organ that's associated with a certain way of thinking. You can use the violet flame. But it's so important it's not only for yourself, but it is for everybody else because we're all connected. When you use the violet flame, it's not just for you. It is for everyone. You are sending this energy out to yourself, to everybody. It's not just me and this is what I want. It's for humanity. It's kind of like to be used in that way so that you give yourself the love and love of others. And the way that I will use it is sometimes it's great with past lives. So if you know that you have a certain tendency in this life to be a certain way that might be stemming from a past life, you can say, invoke the purple flame to heal the negativity that has been acquired from whatever that past life is and to transmute it into forgiveness. And to erase the fear, we're all affected by that lifetime and all affected now.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So, and then for example, if you've got a headache, then you can use it for, you know, whatever it is that is, on your mind that you were thinking about, that you were worrying about. Who, and if it is about a certain person, then you can offer healing to that person too, as well as healing to yourself, and forgiveness and releasement from fear, whatever it may be. And then, you know, then your headache will subside.
Well, I like it that, okay, I get you. So it's like changing your vibration. You can use it with the emotions rather than concentrating on the organ. Okay, that's cool. And then you change, and it changes vibration by making everything spin faster, the atoms and the electrons in our body, because the slower they spin, the more we attract negativity. Okay, that's, you know, that's physics. And then the faster they spin, the better we are about attracting really cool stuff in our life on every area, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. And the violet flame can do that. That's cool. But when you're using it, so you're saying that you sent not only use it for yourself, but you also say, okay, I'm sending it out to people that are willing to receive it, or spiritual beings that are willing to receive it too as well. It's not only for me, but it's for everybody, correct? Is that what you do?
I say for all, yeah.
Okay.
It is, but it starts within you, right? So you
right.
You know, but it's, your intention is it's, well, you should not be used in a selfish way. That's not the point, you know, because then you're missing the point of what the violet flame is. Yeah, it's about releasing the karma, the negativity in the world, the collective.
Okay.
And you are also part of that collective. So when you do healing within you, you are also healing the collective as well.
Okay, but if let me, and I'm going to play a little bit of, and then we got it, let's take a caller, but I'm going to play a little bit of devil's advocate here. If you're using a violet flame, wouldn't you be, because I know people are thinking this, that are listening, if you're using the violet flame and you're using it to heal yourself, and therefore the violet flame is coming to you, wouldn't you have to be at a higher vibration anyway so that you're not, it's not used for selfish reasons? Do you agree with that or no? I mean, can you use it if you're coming from a selfish low place? I don't think you can. Do you think so?
I think that anybody can.
Okay.
Invoke the violet flame.
Okay.
Anyone can.
Anyone can, and they can use it for their own, just their own selfish reasons, as well as or for their good. Okay. All right. Well, let's talk. You want to take a caller now? Let's talk to Teresa, I think. Okay, cool. Hi, Teresa.
Sure.
I think
Hi, Teresa. I know. I apologize for that cough there for a second.
No, don't worry.
Your voice I'm hanging in there. Funny. I know. I'm hanging in. I'm hanging in. It's getting hot
here. I know.
Thank you. Oh, did we lose Teresa? If we did, we'll go to Amy then. I think she's next.
Amy? Let's see if we get her on the line.
Oh, yep. Teresa's off the line, so we've got Amy next.
Okay. Hi, Amy. Anyway, well, we're glad you called in. I know Corrine and Corrine, she didn't even sound sick. See, I get on the phone, Corrine, that sounds like a death warned ever. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. You sound amazing. So,
oh my goodness, I can't even formulate my words today. I don't even know if I'm making any sense. But thank you. I'm trying. But I'll
Amy,
let you handle all the readings today, Tariq, because I don't think it would be responsible for me to read anybody today. So, Amy, if you've got a question, you've got a story.
Well, actually, I wanted Amy to share a story. Amy, I know that you and I talked a little bit earlier, and we appreciate you calling on the show and sharing your comments. But my question to you is, you know, we're talking about Saint Germain and the violet flame. My question to you is, have you got a story about an angel or coming to you? And because I know that, you know, you just started seeing angels. Will you share one of your stories with us?
Particular one that I've shared with y'all that you're thinking that I want to share?
Saw an ascended master, didn't you? You've been communicating with an ascended master, right, Amy?
That were recently.
Okay, that's good. How about Vesta? Because I know Vesta is a deity that you use, and how has she helped you? So, and how did you connect with her? First of all, were you super like? Were you coming to her because you were happy, or were you coming to her because you were frustrated, or did she come to you?
she actually came to me unaware, and this was many months ago, the first time I ever realized that, and she had already been long present, and before I even connected with you guys, but I was never really aware that she was an angel, and because I was too busy being busy and controlling and being busy in my life. And here, I've learned through a course of time to be still, and Vesta had always been around. It wasn't until when I stopped to stop, basically, learning to be still and stopping, that at first I was just, actually, was how it all came about, and I think I was sharing with you guys, is that I was talking to my girlfriend. I'm like, God, it's weird. It's like, are you ever, like, in your house, sitting, like, in the living room and just feel like someone's watching you, or do you ever see people in your house? Because I'm like, I've been seeing somebody. And that is on, and that went on for a while. And so then I think I was sharing with you guys, and then I was like, I was in the living room, and I would see her. It's hard, I guess, to describe, but nevertheless, in my house, I'm like, living room, and I could see the sitting room to the kitchen and so forth and kids' hallway and stuff. And she actually appeared to me, and looking back through what I've learned and learning different tools to use of, I think it was coming from my inner heart that it's like God knows my deepest desires in my heart and what I was really wanting and what I was needing in my life, that I think probably in that moment in time she was trying to get my attention to give me the confirmation of, you know, where I was going or my new road, I was going to be okay. And
that's cool. She let you know that you were going to be okay. Okay, let me ask you another question.
Right, because I was never fearful of, I was never, even when I first did not really realize it until learning with you guys and learning that, and then learning now to just stop and be still, that I've been able to listen even more to her and Guinevere. And I've even had an experience with Archangel Michael. So, but I never stopped to connect that, but I was never fearful, so... You know, it was always a positive.
Like, Amy, really, really quickly, I get that you weren't fearful, but there are people that are listening, because we get emails from them and calls about it. You weren't fearful, but how did you know? How did you know that you could trust that? Was it the way she felt, or the way you felt when you were with her or Michael? You know, I mean, you see an angel with some big wings, you're probably going to be okay with that, you know. So, but how did you know that you could?
When I first started seeing. It was like having somebody just with you. It was just like knowing that I wasn't, and I think just in where I was in my life, just going through a divorce, single mom with children, that even when I was seeing her and not really connecting, it was just like this, I wasn't alone.
Okay.
And I think her, being able to see her was that confirmation that I was okay, that I wasn't alone. And so it just felt a warmth that I wasn't alone, and that was a big part of my life, of just feeling alone, of not wanting to be alone, or it was, you know, oh my God, I'm by myself, and not realizing that being by myself was just as healthy and what I needed to do and be, and yet I wasn't alone. And I think that's probably really of where I started seeing her. That's probably where it was, of that confirmation of, although I was feeling so alone and so, you know, disconnected from the world and where's my life going, it's like I wasn't. My angels, our guardian angels, are with us, and I think I probably just needed to have that visual.
Okay, now really quickly, because I want to, you were feeling alone, you were feeling depressed, you had relationship issues, I know, going on, and so it wasn't that you felt like you felt the best, or you felt super spiritual, or you felt that you could connect. It was like in your worst time, one of your worst times or challenging times, I'm going to say worst, challenging times, mm-hmm. Your Vesta, Guinevere, who's, we'll say an angel of helping you find your true love, were there with you, correct? And all you did is just sit still and you felt their energy with you. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you actually see them?
Yes, I've seen Guinevere and Vesta, but I've never seen Archangel Michael.
Did you feel him?
I felt him, yes. I have felt him driving, and I have felt him so handle a situation. It was even after one of the Friday night calls weeks later, and actually I was getting a ticket, and I did not get a ticket, because I was just sort of kind of like, Michael, I know you're here, and we have a gift to gab, and I'm not getting a ticket. We're not getting a ticket today, and... sure enough, that officer came to my window, and it was just sort of kind of like boom, boom. I mean, it was like we were a tag team, because it's like the officer was like, boom, I spoke, and then there was like silence between the officer and me, and then he went back to his car, and he came back, and he's like, ma'am, have a good day, and just get that handled. I'm like, thank you. And I just remember having a feeling like, wonderful. Thanks, Mike. It was just like, thanks, Mike, you know, and I went on, but... Yeah.
I've never heard Archangel Michael called Mike, but that works. Hey,
yeah, well, he was Mike. He's Mike. Yeah,
Archangel Mike. Yeah. Okay. And listen, that's funny. So do you use any special meditation or you just pray? I know that you do, because I know, and you haven't just seen them all your life, felt
reading.
Them. It's just in the past year or so, right?
Actually, I feel like now that I've learned more and evolved and learned to take time for myself, which I believe is one of my biggest lessons that I'm learning is being quiet and taking time to myself, which I never have. I've always given so much to others around me as I've, in my process of feeling like I've constantly had to be doing something or else I was not going to be blessed, you know, it didn't feel like. And but now that I've learned and I guess a little bit of maturity and understanding a little bit of there's other times in my life through my meditation, and my meditation is reading my Bible, reading daily devotionals, and also meditating through a series that you guys inform me about, and then just learning to be quiet on TV and just really trying to shut off my brain and just listen. And that's really it. And in those times that I've been able to reflect back and have some experiences, and I just didn't know what that was.
I like that. Amy, you are the best. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. And when you get married,
well,
bring Corinda to come. Because we love wedding cake. And
right,
we love wedding cake. We're not going to talk about food tonight because she's been sick on her tummy. So anyway, we love wedding cake.
No, well, it's,
and we give great wedding presents. Okay.
It's not happening.
So,
thank
anyway,
you. Love you both. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Amy.
I think we've got Lindsay on the next caller. So, hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Angel. Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
Good. Oh, good, good, good. Corrine is going to take a backseat tonight, and I just appreciate her being here. Not a backseat. She's just sitting there being quiet, okay? So,
yeah,
you'll have to listen to
me. Yeah, she's good.
I know, and I'm from the South, so you have to listen to the Southern accent a little bit tonight. So,
oh, it's fine. I like a good Southern accent.
There you go. Anyway, I heard a lot of Southern jokes. I've heard them all. I have to share that on another show. But share with us. I know that you – let me ask you a question. Let me do this because I know that people are like – they take our classes, and I know you've taken some of our classes and done our sessions with us. But – how did you first start connecting and seeing your angels? Had they always been there? Was it classes that you took, or was it, you know, being a part of the Tuesday night call? Was it working with us? How did you start doing that? And share an angel story, too, as well. But share with us how you got to the point where you could actually connect and have dreams about them and see them.
Well, I think I was always able to connect with them. I always knew the name Lily. Whenever an adult that I didn't know would make me nervous, I would say that my name was Lily. That's my main guardian angel. I always knew what she looked like, too, because I used to... Most people get dolls that look like them. I always wanted a doll that was the opposite, blonde hair, like light-colored eyes, like the complete opposite of me. And I've always been able to sense her presence. I think I used to be able to talk to her more than I can now. My mom and dad were really not so supportive. I used to have the imaginary friend, although I think I believe that who I was talking to in Connecticut was real at that point. And they had just kind of convinced me to stop, and they had put me on ADD medicine while I was really, really young. It was during that time that I did not hear them, I did not feel them, I did not know their presence. It was when I was 18 and I just said, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore, and I stopped taking them. That was when they started to return. Although I didn't have what I have now until, I met you when I was 18, Tree. So okay. When I still didn't come around to do the calls until like a year or two later. And when I started doing that and the classes and really learning and how to connect, how to meditate properly, how not to be afraid of certain feelings. And I wouldn't say it was an instant overnight result. It took some work. It took some time, change of diet, and really listening. The angel cards helped me. Karine's angel card class helped me. And also just doing a little research on my own, reading. A lot of times we have, like, guest speakers that would come on the Tuesday night call and speak about their experiences, and really meditating certain candles. And when I think I'm hearing something, which I have recently started hearing my boyfriend's father, he will speak to me sometimes. More or less, though, they come to me in my dreams. I do not always remember my dreams, but sometimes I'll wake up and I'll hear the yellow canary bird that's with me right now until I find my job flying above my head. And I can also, like, smell and, like, sense that, like, they're around me or they're close. And I can also feel, I believe it's lilies that I feel on my back or my side. And then I get signs throughout the day, just really noticing the signs and just, really trying to continue to master just more metaphysical work in itself.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, okay? And this is super important. You know, I know that you're part of the Tuesday Night Calls, and that's a whole spiritual group that we've got there. And I like it because it's fun, and it's the two F's, fun and free, okay? It can't be bad. fun and free, right? So,
yes.
I know. How important is it to surround yourself with groups of people or taking a class or a meditation? How important is that if somebody's listening just tonight and they want to get started and they may have had an imaginary friend or that they thought, or they said, wow, that friend certainly felt real, but I guess it wasn't because they're, you know, I grew out of it or whatever. How important is things like that to developing their relationship with the Ascended Masters, their angels, and their guides? What do you think is the most important thing?
It's so important, because when it really came through to me was when I had ended a previous relationship and started a new one with somebody that was also like me. And while he does not, he's indigo crystal rainbow children, for those that don't know. He just had some of the same characteristics and qualities and just different, like, intuitiveness for this type of stuff. I also felt just so much more welcome, so much like, oh, it's okay, you know, everyone, some people can see them, some people can hear them, some people get more animal totems than other raccoons running in their kitchen. It's really a safe, like, warm environment, and you really just learn and grow from one another. I've learned more stuff about my guardian angels in terms, like, with Bridget, to burn the red candle, that's something she likes. And actually, in just joining that class on Tuesday, something that I didn't realize as well that I had done with my life, but I ended up surrounding everyone, this was unintentional, with everybody that I see usually in my day-to-day life or even monthly, all are connected in this way. And it's just recently that it's been coming up. My hairdresser all of a sudden asked me out of the clear blue, hey, did you feel the energy shift on 11-11-11?
And wow.
And I never knew this before. And then my masseuse, she was massaging me, and she's just like, yeah. She's like, so I'm learning about Reiki. And I was like, really? Everybody that I have surrounded myself with since I started doing the calls, because these are all new people, because I moved back home to New Jersey. So it started with my boyfriend. And then I know his mother, although I don't think she really embraced it, I know she has the ability. I can hear his father, who died before I met him, and then everybody around me that I've kind of surrounded myself with ever since I started really getting into this and basically, like, you know what, this isn't just a hobby, this is a lifestyle that I want, you know, to do properly and do it right and learn more about it. And I feel like it's having that support group, that support system, on Tuesday night calls, and again with you guys, has been so beneficial, and it's actually kind of gone over, like I said, I wanted it to be a lifestyle change. It has come completely over and into my life as well.
That is so cool. You know, because I was reading about the violet flame and how it changes things and, you know, changes vibration and helps you spin your atoms and your electrons and your body spin so you're attracting better things. And people are like, who cares about that? Well, it's really important, actually. So if you want a great love and prosperity, you know, surrounding yourself by good people, meditation is key. And you and Amy have both said that. Your Tuesday night calls or some kind of spiritual group is, you know, whatever, where you can exchange ideas, you know what I mean? Because I know you've been able to practice your abilities there, too, as well.
Yeah.
That's cool. Good, good, good. And what book?
And through meditating, actually, my boyfriend and I both do it on Wednesday nights together. So we're actually pulling stuff about each other out. He had said something tonight at dinner. He's like, yeah, he's like the company he was interviewed with recently, and they had just followed up and said they were following up with my references yesterday. He said I feel like you're going to hear from them. I said the end of next week. He's like, it feels more like Wednesday now. Like, he'll just come out with something like that. And with me, it comes out for stuff like with him. I was like, yeah, you know, you might want to relook, like, question 4 for the exam you're taking next week. I feel like your teacher's going to try and trick you. It's stuff like that that we kind of pull out of each other. And, you know, just being able to sometimes even read each other's thoughts is something fascinating too. But again, this is all just from the work and the time that I had put into doing this.
That is amazing. Some people are sitting at home arguing and watching TV. You guys are giving each other readings, and it's for free. Oh, that's even better.
Yes. I'll even have him pull an angel card from time to time. He's not so into it, but he knows, like, if someone's lying, and just great test of, like, integrity and things of that sort. But he is just really good. Like, he'll just wake up and he was like, yeah, he's like, you're going to hear from them. They're going to call you and offer to see you on Wednesday. He's like, so don't make any plans for the rest of the week. And I actually listened to him, and I did, and I changed my doctor's appointment for Tuesday instead, because he's usually pretty bang or dead or spot on with stuff like that. Because when he hears something, he really hears it.
That's really good. Now, I want you to ask him a question, since he's good with time, okay? Because I talked to my angels. Ask him when he sees me getting married, all right? That's what he wants to know.
Actually, you know, when I see people getting married, it's in my dreams. It's not for meditation. So when I wake up, that's usually the time to get
That's good. That's good. Okay, so anyway, think about, when is Tari getting married? No, I'm just kidding, Lindsay. Really quickly, before we go close the call with you, if somebody was just getting started today and wanted to connect with their angels, and the biggest thing is intention and desire, okay, to do that, what book would you recommend for them to read, or a meditation, or something that they can do for themselves?
You know what, actually, the gift that you gave to me, actually, and I still have it, it's Angel Medicine. It's a CD. You can even get them used on Amazon, really cheap. It's a guided meditation. It's very light, it's very soft, and for somebody that's just starting, I feel it's just one of the best products out there. It just really cleared your mind, and I still use it from time to time. It just really, and I have anxiety, so it just really calms you and centers you and brings you to that place. I would also recommend getting a support group together, joining the Tuesday night call. We always love new members, and even if it's only every other Tuesday, just, again, building up that area. And then also, I would say, getting a reading from an experienced psychic like you and Kareem, and finding out, is your diet a blockage? Are the people around you a blockage? Just really kind of pinpointing different individual things that you can actually tweak on your own and really, you know, open up that third eye.
That's great. Okay, that's cool. Because I wanted to know, because people are listening, and they're like, well, she can see them, and she's always seen them. But you know what?
I stopped for many years. I did not see, feel, or even know anymore. I kind of questioned, you know, religion and stuff like that during then. And it was as soon as I came off my ADD stuff, I kind of started sensing. I did not accept it until I was about 19, 20 years old. And I just recently, I'm 23 now, and I just recently came out and told my parents about it. So, again, it can really, it can, for me, it came and went, but once I was ready to accept it and embrace it, like I said, everyone in my life just kind of seemed to surround me that were into the same type of metaphysical stuff.
That's cool. You had ascended masters, you know, like Saint Germain come to you. I know Merlin and a few others. Really quickly, because I know we've got another caller. But the one thing that I appreciate about you and your and Thomas, your boyfriend, is that, you know what, you guys don't walk around wearing sun, moon, and stars hats and purple. You guys are normal folks getting a normal job. I know he's in school, finishing up school, going to, I think he wants to work in the financial industry, if I'm not mistaken. And you want to do something creative. Yeah, there you go. It's like he's money for the house. You guys are shopping and preparing your life together, and you want to work in retail, retail.
I'm hoping if he's right, if he's spot on next week Wednesday, I will be officially.
There you go. Right, so you're normal people that have normal, so to speak, but you know you have great jobs and are getting great jobs, and you just walk an everyday normal life, but you have like a divine connection with all that is and recognize it and work with it to give you the life mm-hmm. that you're leading. Great, great, great. Thank you for sharing about the meditation and about the classes, because we got some great classes coming up, and I know you've taken some of them, and the Tuesday night calls are important. Great story. Oh, yeah, thank you so much. Yeah.
Angel, thank you so much. All right. Kareem, feel better.
Oh, thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good
Thanks,
night.
Bye.
Bye. I think we got Chris from Nashville, okay, on if he's still here. So, hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
How you doing, Dave?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, well, what's your question?
I want to add, I'm saying, when I'm going, so I still had a son and a daughter, and I was wondering, I'm saying, do you see me got a son and a daughter? So I still had a son and a daughter, and I wanted to.
You have a son and a daughter? The connection's a little bad, but you have a son and a daughter, is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, and I want to know if I have a son and daughter or not.
Okay. You have a son and a daughter, and what do you want to know about them, Chris?
I want to know if I got one or not, like a son and daughter. I mean, somebody said,
you want to have a son and a daughter. That's your goal, is to give.
Somebody said I had a son and a daughter, and I wonder if I got one or not.
Oh, okay, I understand. Okay, you want to know if you're the birth father of two children, a son and a little boy and a little girl, right?
About different parents.
Okay, they're different. Repeat the last, they're different parents. I'm sorry to keep on asking you, I just want to make sure I get it clear.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I think what you're asking is if you have a son and a daughter, okay, out there. Is that what you're asking me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When's your birthday, Chris?
April 24th, 1985.
Okay. I'm looking at that. Okay, what I feel is that that there is some truth to that. Okay, but it doesn't look like two. It only looks like one, okay? So I want you to know that. It looks like there's a child that is yours, but not both of them, okay?
A girl or boy?
I'm not sure. I'm not picking up the gender. Okay? But not both, just one. Is it from two separate people or just one person?
People.
Okay, yeah. I just feel like it's one. It's a little girl, it feels like. Mm-hmm. So, did you get that too, Corinne?
I got a girl, but I don't trust myself today because I'm not feeling well, but I did get a girl. And so if you got the girl, that's what it feels like.
Yeah, Corinne's not feeling well, so she's trying not to do readings. But Chris, I feel like it's a girl, that a little girl is yours, but not just one child, okay? So, check that out, all right?
Okay.
And if you want, listen, join us on our calls. We've got some cool stuff at angelcoaches.com. Go check it out, because we've got things in there that you can really take advantage of and implement to help you with your journey, finding your children, and creating a great life. Have a great night, okay?
Okay.
Bye, Chris.
Okay, bye, Chris.
I think we got Brent from Ohio. Mm-hmm. I love Midwest people. They're the sweetest, aren't they? You were telling me about that too as well. Hi, Brent.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. The connection is great. Really, really well. So
great.
I was just telling Corrine, I love Midwest people. So what's going on?
Thanks. I'm in northern Ohio. We're just getting a light snow this evening, but we've had a pretty nice winter this year. I guess this is the first time I've listened to your show, so I'm not sure what the parameters on questions that I should ask. But,
you can ask anything, and if you got a great story about a great relationship or any angel stories, we love those too. But you can ask any question you want to ask. That's fine. Do you want to ask about a relationship or career?
Well, sort of a little bit in that neighborhood. I was going to ask about what's going to happen with the future on the financial system of this country. I'm getting a lot of information that there's going to be a new financial system come in based on gold and silver later on this year.
Go ahead. Finish. I want to hear what you have to say because I just got something. But go ahead. Go on,
all
please.
Right. There's two currencies. And there's going to be a massive revaluation of currencies of a lot of countries. And I know there's a lot of people. In the United States, they've invested in the Iraqi dinar, and fewer have invested in the Vietnam dong. And a lot of them, people are waiting on pins and needles, waiting for that to happen. But I really don't believe that it's going to happen until after the new system is announced. And I just wonder what your opinion was on that.
Corrine, I'm going to go ahead because a friend of ours, Michael Mansfield, had talked to me a little bit about this, but I got a strong message about it as well. And one of our clients has got an investment in the dinar. Did you say the dinar? I hope I'm saying that right. Okay.
Iraqi dinar, D-I-N-A-R. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I heard. Here's what I feel with that. There is a new system, and Michael Mansfield, if you go to our website, angelcoaches.com, and send us an email, we'll get, he's part of our group, and does some things with us. But he says that there's a whole new system coming in, and I think it's coming in at the end of this year, and that's what I feel as well. There's some real big changes coming, and people are going to be able to make quite a bit of money. And it really depends on Brent, on your vibration, where you're at, because if you think that you're going to make money, you're going to. But there's a new system, and he talks a lot about it in his he's writing a new book and everything. I just talked to him about a week or so ago, and he talks a great deal about it and does time with it. Uses astrology as well as his connection with all that is. And what I feel is that he is right on with it, okay? And I also know that the dinar is not, when I was talking to one of the Karina, I have a client that has that. I did not feel that was going to come into fruition until later, later on this year with everything that's being, new and that kind of thing.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
So you feel, so probably all these, there's an awful lot of prosperity programs around the country that people are involved in, and that's probably not going to happen also until the new system comes in too. Do you feel that's correct?
The prosperity, well, when it is, it's like I think that you've got a few months. We're a few months away from everything. Do you know what I'm saying? Or maybe the most is a year. But it feels like the prosperity programs that are out there, Corrine, I just got a message about the peaches, another client of ours. Okay. You're right on. It's good to prepare, but don't expect it for a few months, okay, Brent? That's what I'm saying. Go to our site, angelcoaches.com, send us an email, and we'll make sure that we get you the information put on our distribution list so you can see the people, the speakers, and what we do, because it's a lot of what you're asking about is things that we already do on our calls and our classes and that kind of thing, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think my guides really were bugging me to call you tonight, so I'm sure glad I did. So
that's really wonderful. Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. And you work with your guides because we got about another minute. So people that are listening to the call, really quickly, how do you connect with your guides? Because you're in the financial industry and you're going to make a lot of money. That's a message for you, okay?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess I just try and quiet my mind. And it was about 10 years ago. Approximately 8 to 10 years ago, I started getting this ability. I could hear people, and it was mostly my relatives at first. I could hear them when they were I could hear what they were when they were talking about me. But it came in on a much delayed basis, like a year or so after they said things. And it just came in so clear and so strong that I just could not ignore it, you know. And so I just try and build on a little bit after that. But I, you know, I do a little bit of meditating now and then, and I think that's how my abilities came to fruition. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you've got some wonderful angels and guides around you, and you're going to do quite financially quite well. So you're here. You're one of the light workers that are here to show us how to live in prosperity in the way that you do it. So thank you. Mm-hmm. Check our site out, and we'll put you on our distribution list and give you some give you some cool information. Okay.
All right. So, thanks so much for your time.
Take care. Have a great week. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye, Brent. Okay, so we're going to close the call, Corrine, and I know that I'm so glad you were here tonight. We've got some cool mm-hmm. folks that called, and I know that you're going to be using the Violet Flame tonight to feel better.
I know. I was like, why didn't I think of that before? I'm glad to be here with you in support.
Well, we had a good time tonight, and for anybody that's listening and wants to know more about what we are and what we do, go to angelcoaches.com. We have a Tuesday night call, lots of classes coming up. We do coaching sessions, readings, and everything like that. So we've just got a whole smorgasbord of stuff there for you. But Corrine and I are excited to share with you, and take care and have a good night, everybody. Bye.